Keep 100% of your claim. G4 Claims.
If you've been hurt in a road accident that wasn't your fault, you should really talk to G4 Claims first. Unlike road accident solicitors, we don't charge you for our services, which could see you better off. To keep 100% of your compensation, have a chat with Nicole and the team. You'll be glad you did. Search online for G4 Claims.
Keep 100% of your claim. G4 Claims.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Celtic the Thunder podcast. We're on to episode 91. We still await a mini game for the start of the episodes. I'm going to have to try and find something.
Are we going to just go from the start again?
We could. I mean, we didn't start it until like 50 episodes through. So we missed all the main numbers. So we could technically do that. But we're not going to. We're going to try and find something. And by episode 100, hopefully we'll have a wee mini game for the start of the episodes. We're back here in the fantastic G4 Claims studios. And do you know what else is back, lads? The Scottish Premiership season.
Wow, what a segue.
It's back on Saturday. It's going to be huge. It's the chance for Celtic to go and make it 3 in a row under Brendan Rodgers. It's a new dawn, it's a new era, and we're going to get all into it here. I'm joined today to my left-hand side by Ryan McGinley. Ryan, how are you doing?
Things are good, mate. Things are good. Can't complain about everything that's going on just now. Excited for the season to start on Saturday. Yeah, I'm buzzing for it.
Callum is beside him. Callum Craig, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Just looking forward to the football being back now. It's been a long summer, it feels, but it's nice to be back talking about Celtic.
It's weird because you touch on it being a long summer, but he's not thinking the last few weeks especially, it's kind of like got really quick in the last couple of weeks, or is it dragged? Is it dragged for you?
Completely dragged. Really? And it's mental to think that two months ago was like effectively the Scottish Cup final. Mm-hmm. It's been the longest 2 months, and when you think about everything that's happened since then, it's incredible how quick things have went, but also how slow. I think it's a wee balance. It's a mixture of the two.
Because Callum, obviously, we were in Montenegro and such just around the time Rodgers was basically getting the job. I felt like it dragged till that point, but I feel like it's flew since. I don't know.
I'm back and forth, I think. As you said, when we were in Montenegro, it was when you had the Haxi Banovic shut on me, the guy shouting at us in the bus station. I thought, oh, Jesus, I thought, you see, I've got to go one way or another. Aye. We'll love him, and we'll be fine. We're going to get dogs abuse for the next tours. But then I think there has been certain aspects that has sort of it's flew by since, like, he's been announced and getting the sort of him meeting the players, getting signings coming in and that. But I think it's, I'm just glad it's over when we're back to normal football.
I'm glad you brought up that point about the hacks at top getting recognised. I was quite nervous that somehow he was going to be like this hated figure in Montenegro, and I misjudged it.
You've managed to find Montenegro's hacks a hate.
I was standing outside, I'm not going to promote what I was having because, you know, nicotine products can be touchy on YouTube.
Are we back to business day?
I was outside and waiting for the bus, and I just heard somebody going, Hak Šabanović! I was like, oh no. I was like, this is going to be the end of me. But we're back, all three of us today. Kieran Auld will be back soon as well. We're hoping for a four-man show, but sadly not. There's two of us wearing hats today. I've joined the hat club. I thought I'd show off the fact that I was in Belgium for the Formula One.
Hat Šabanović.
Call me Hat Šabanović. I don't know. I might make it a fashion choice for the podcast for now. And just to, that's cost me €60. So, like, I'm getting all the use out of it I can. Before we get into the chat as well, one more quick point. I know I'm doing a lot of talking here, and you probably want to hear these two rather than me. But your face, McGinley. One more quick point. Last week, we had an issue with the podcast similar to what happened a couple of weeks ago, where the last sort of 20 minutes, half an hour got cut. It's been a problem with the editing software. It's been acting up with longer uploads. I think I've got it fixed today. You should have your quiz. You should have your Twitter questions. Yeah, because I know everybody loves those segments.
Yeah, it's probably the fact that I absolutely spanked Kieran in the last quiz, and now it's confined to a lost episode.
Technically, you can see it. It's on Spotify.
Is it on Spotify?
It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on everything else. So there you go. You can go over and check us out on those softwares. And make sure to follow us on the new TikTok too. I know that there's not been a lot of content. I've been away on holiday, of course, but I'm back, and starting from this episode onwards, we will be uploading clips. In fact, Ryan, remind me, after this podcast, I want to film a short TikTok.
Okay.
You're going to be up shaking ass, boy.
Wow. I've not got one to begin with. So.
Right.
Sure, we are the new age fans, aren't we?
I was like, what is this nonsense?
This is what Lennon was about.
Right, on that note, before we start losing fans, let's talk about Celtic. Let's talk about the football. And we're going to just jump straight into the match preview for Ross County, because it's been a long, long time since we've actually previewed a match. So, I'll start over at the far left. Callum, I know you're not going to be there on Saturday because of working commitments, but how excited are you just in general to have the side back on Saturday under a new manager?
Definitely. I think also it'll be interesting to see the sort of the full reception he gets. Obviously, we've seen bits of it our night. Certain supporting groups, shall we say, weren't there in attendance.
What have they got against Forest?
But no, it'll be interesting. Sort of first game of the season, he even said it himself that night, he just felt a real like family welcome. He just felt everything was back to normal, and it'd be nice for Celtic to be back to normal.
It was a good noise for him, Ryan. Mm-hmm. When Rodgers first came back at Celtic Park.
Yeah, I feel like the dissenting voices that would have been there weren't there, so I feel like it was a pretty much a unanimous sort of praise and seal of approval from the Celtic fans. Look, at the end of the day, I've used this phrase a lot over the past 2 months, elite level manager, as long as Celtic do their business on the pitch and then get good players off the pitch, then there'll be less moaning. I think everyone will be united come the first game of the season. That's what you hope. You're hoping that everybody's singing from the same hymn sheet, but you never know. Saturday opens a whole other can of worms.
Listen, you brought up the point about you want the fans to be on the same page, and you want the fans to be kind of like unanimous in their thoughts and feelings. One thing that I'm glad we got, and we'll touch on it very quickly before we start talking about Ross County, I'm glad we ended off pre-season with a result that takes us into Saturday being unanimously happy, Calm. After Yokohama and that 6-4 defeat, there was a lot of nervy fans. There was a lot of people who were already being anxious, and you could use the phrase bedwetting. But a good result against a top team in Spain with a really good second half performance. It's the kind of result that you want heading into the competitive games.
Definitely, I think also it's always brilliant to get a win, as you said. But I mean, against a level opposition like them, I think even, I mean, the goal that comes in the first minute, I don't really see any other keeper in the league saving that, to be honest. The touch and the strike's phenomenal for him. But then to see a sort of player way into the game, the tatty goal's fantastic as well with his left foot. And then, sort of, as we went into the second half, as you touched on, that sort of display, if that's what you're looking at going forward from now on,
yep,
more than buzzing with it.
And especially because that second half team as well, where a lot of the kind of, you know, I don't want to be overly, I don't know, negative on players here, but not the first names on the team sheet. So now you're looking at Brendan Rodgers having other options, Calum, which against maybe Ross County we might see, and especially throughout the season, chip into what's an already very successful side.
Definitely, I think obviously that's sort of the best headache you can have as a manager, having that many good options. Mm-hmm. I think, as you said, with it being the sort of the lesser chosen players, starting that second half, and we've seen how strong a performance it was. I think especially the link-up for Burnaby's goal, it's phenomenal. Just the touch into the feet, one touch, and then the wee pass, or touch, if you want to call it that, through Riley, is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly in a plate.
What about you, Ryan? Evaluation of Tuesday night's performance?
Game of two halves. Yeah. The biggest cliche you could use in the sort of 78.
I feel like I've just started that. I just finished a game in career mode in FIFA. It's a game of two halves here.
But, yeah, first half was a bit of a nightmare. I think there were certain players as well that had a nightmare in that game as well. Kwon looked great last weekend. It was a bit of a different story in that game. He had a bit of a howler. But it was probably the opposite, because you look in the second half, Yang didn't maybe have the best game against Wolves.
Yep.
But I thought he had a great game, great against second Bobby, half, yeah, against the Athletic Club. Yeah, at the second half I was really, really impressed. Especially with some of the players coming into the team. I know we'll probably talk about individuals coming into the team. Odin Thiago Holm, especially. I'm starting to see what the hype is all about with him.
Oh, yes.
He's just got class, you know.
Very tidy footballer.
Passes the eye test very, very quickly. I was covering the game for my work, and then I went back and watched the 45 minutes again on the Athletic YouTube, mm-hmm. and just focused on him, because I was raving about him the first time, but I wanted to see if he was as good the second time watching him, yeah. and he was. In fact, he was better. He's so good with the ball at his feet. He knows what battles to pick. He's a good passer, but he also gets stuck in as well. 20-year-old that's been able to do that. He's got just under 100 appearances in senior football. Yep. How many players could you say that in Celtic's academy? You couldn't. I can't remember the last time that's happened. It just
probably,
shows you.
Probably like Tierney or McGregor. Or
that's that. And even then, some of them go away after a while, yep. Or they go down south or whatever. Obviously, Cal McGregor's there. That's a player that he's going to have to compete with. But I would say in one way he's competing with him, and in another, I think he'll be helping Cal McGregor. If he can play in that number six position, it means that Cal McGregor can get some breaks in between the season, especially against lesser opposition at home. I think Cal McGregor's game time has got to be monitored. He can't be playing 60 games when he's just turned 30 now, 30, 31. I think in order to get the best out of him, you need to manage his games. But Odenholm looks a really, really good player. Looking forward to seeing him.
Does a lot of highlights, of course, in these pre-season friendlies with the new players coming in. We've seen Yang, we've seen Kwon. We also got our first glimpse at Mike Navrovsky as well on Tuesday night. So there is certainly headache for Brendan Rodgers in picking his first side against Ross County this weekend. We will come on to our predicted lineups. I mean, mine's is already out there. I done a video on it today, but
mine's is out there too. this
so, Cal, your predicted lineup is going to be the other day. We'll get our predicted lineup, our joint predicted lineup. We'll get our reasons why later on. But let's just get into talking about Saturday. It's Flag Day at Celtic Park once more, the second consecutive season, of course, and obviously James Forrest will have the honours of raising the flag at Celtic Park. But the game at hand is Ross County, and it's a fresh start, it's a fresh slate, which I think in Scotland, Ryan McGinley, is always quite hard to judge because teams are up and down. Ross County 2 seasons ago were a side who finished in the top half. Mm-hmm. Last season, they were a side who very easily could have been relegated. So when you head into a campaign and you start a new one, it's almost hard to judge where these teams are going to be, but I think the one safe thing we can say is that it's a game that Celtic should be winning.
Yeah, I think you don't really know, or you can sort of start to gauge where teams are going to transpire after the first round of fixtures. When every team has played each other, that'll give you a rough idea of where teams are going to be fighting in the league, whereabouts. For Ross County, I don't know a lot about the players that they've signed. I know last season they signed a bunch of Canadian players. I don't think that really worked out for them. I think one of their better players was Jan Danda, the former Liverpool player. He looks like a good player. Yeah, I don't really know what to expect from Ross County. You know, Malky Mackay, he's obviously a decent manager. What he does off the pitch is what he says.
We'll set it aside for
once. Yeah, but he is a good manager for Ross County's level. I would say it's probably the best sort of manager that they could get. So yeah, I'm not expecting a complete walkover, but at the same time, if Celtic turn up and play to the best of their abilities, then I expect a few goals. You know, Flag Day, sometimes you don't go out and score a lot of goals, but I just think it's perfectly placed for Celtic to come out and really make a statement ahead of the new season. They'll know that Rangers are playing later on in the day against Kilmarnock, a difficult game away from home. Celtic will want to go out straight away and put a statement down. You know, Brendan Rodgers is back. The elite level football will return as well. I know we were playing really good football under Postecoglou, but you know, that football under Brendan Rodgers, specifically in his first season, was incredible. Yep. I want to see more of the same from that. Because, you know, he's been sufficiently backed to this point. I still think there'll be more backing towards the end of the window. But, yeah, I'm excited.
It's a chance to put the pressure on early, Callum, with Rangers kicking off a lot later than us. Of course, we've heard a lot of chat from the other side of the city, as we usually do. Todd Cantwell has been posting 56 on his Instagram. He's already getting in amongst it. Doesn't seem like they're learning from the mistakes, but it is a chance, Callum, for Celtic to leave an early marker and maybe put that, because Rugby Park's not an easy trip for them. So is it simply a case of Celtic going out and doing what we do best in Flag Day, entertaining, scoring goals, and just making sure we show what we're all about early doors?
Definitely, I think I couldn't have worded it any better. You've had a nail right in the head there. I think from sort of comments with Derek McInnes earlier on the week, he said the only two teams his club didn't beat last season was both Celtic and Rangers. Mm-hmm. So I do like to do that this season, as you would do every season. But he said I think they've had a lot more of like a physical pre-season. I think obviously that's something he's obviously clearly looked at. Aye. For their point of view, and saying they were bullied about far too much. But terms of the Celtic aspect, I think it has to be a go out. You set a marker down early doors. If you could get a high scoring game, it's more than perfect. Gets you off to the right start, but as long as it's a win.
It also works hand in hand with Brendan coming back and these supporters who still need one over, however many there still are. Brendan will want that team cam to go out and put out a performance to go, right, let's all be unanimous, let's all get behind this team because we're going to go out and win more trophies. So it kind of goes hand in hand. We put out a marker and also we try and get back the people who still might have their doubts about Rodgers.
Definitely. I mean, if there is still, obviously there is still parts of the sport that have their doubts. For me, it's Bath, and I don't really know why. I mean, we know how good a manager is. We yep. know what he can do. But, I mean, if he goes out, sets it down from there, I think I'd be very surprised. It'd be very little points of the support that would then still have something to be proven to.
Are you going to say something to him again, Lee? You opened your mouth in anticipation.
At this point now, you've got to let bygones be bygones. And the best thing...
I've seen, not to cut you off, just because this came to my head just as you were saying that, I've seen somebody commenting on one of my tweets. I put a tweet saying, oh, Rodgers is back, listen to that noise, blah blah blah. Somebody replied, like, he was like, no me, I sat there and booed him. Which I did have a giggle
he's
at.
Like that, he's like that guy that was booing on the telly when they were taking the knee. I don't get it, I think it's childish, I understand why you would still be annoyed about the way he left, but look at the managerial candidates. Would you much rather us signing a lesser manager and like a Enzo Maresca, mm-hmm. or would you go out and just let bygones be bygones and bring in the best possible manager that Celtic could have got? He was the best on that list. You can't say anything. He was the best, apart from maybe Graham Potter, but I would say that Rodgers is a better manager than him.
Yeah, we've got the best we can, and I'm very excited to see the return of Rodgers' football and just Rodgers in general. On that note, I wanted to transition anyway into talking about the changes that we will now see at Celtic, and especially on the park, because Postecoglou, Ange Ball, is gone. For as good as it was, for as exciting as it was, it's finished, it's over, it's a new era now, and we've obviously seen Brendan Rodgers' football firsthand very successfully in the past, but it's now time for it to return. So, Ryan, what do you think the key differences are going to be on Saturday from what we maybe experienced under Ange early doors last season?
Well, I think that the main one for me will be the midfielders will have a bigger say, and the two central midfielders especially, because they don't have to worry about the inverted fullbacks overloading the midfield. The fullbacks are now very much fullbacks, and that's why I think that even guys like Alexandre Bernabe still have a future at Celtic, because he's going to be a more traditional fullback going forward rather than this inverted game that clearly did not suit him, because he just cannot pass the ball. He's better if he just runs with the ball. Just run, mate. Just
well, he played a cutting pass to himself against against the Gamble Saka, didn't he?
you should have heard what I was saying about him before. And he just kept on going, and he was going and going. He was like Forrest Gump, you know, when he runs out the stadium.
Aye.
Keeps on running. But yeah, I think the midfielders are going to be massive in this team, especially Hatate and McGregor. They're really going to run things. And I just want to see... I know the wingers were big under Postecoglou, but I think they're going to be even bigger under Brendan Rodgers. You've seen already, some players are really starting to shine already under Brendan Rodgers. I'd say Lee Alabada is one of them. I feel like that Shaq meme, I wasn't familiar with your game, or... I was familiar with it, but it went away for a while, but now it's back. Mm-hmm. He looks like he's going to be a hell of a player going forward. And then, I mean, that 45 minutes, I know it was a bad 45 minutes defensively in the first half. Dies in Maeda.
Oof.
What is happening here? There's levels to this guy that I didn't think that he had, and I'm really, really
what
excited.
What happens when you get a manager?
That first touch. That first touch is... Where has that been?
Yeah.
I'm really, really excited. I think there'll be more... there'll be more like changes, just wee small changes, but I think in the midfield you'll see the most change.
Yeah, Callum, talking about... Yeah, well, that was the point I was going to come on to. I think that, Callum, watching the friendlies, I feel like, especially at the start of the games at kick-off and when we've went into our initial shape, it's looked like we've went back to that old... You know, under Ange, we were used to that sort of 4-3-3 with McGregor staying in that six role and there was two players ahead of him. Whereas, I feel like in the friendlies so far, I've noticed much more of a 4-2-3-1-ish sort of shape. Mm-hmm. Do you think that maybe benefits the midfielders that we've got now? Because you think of what McGregor can do both defensively and offensively, and then you have the players around him who have that attacking ability as well, and do you think that's just generally maybe a better shape for this midfield?
I mean, I think you look back to Rodgers here the first time, how well McGregor done driving forward, mm-hmm. the fact he was getting countless goals in his first and second seasons under him, he was a very good player at that point. But then I think, as you've touched on, Havers, to sort of players like that, like 10 role, if you will, just sort of in behind a striker, if you can have the likes of that can rotate between that and yeah. the six, more than perfect for, as Ryan touched on, like the rotation between yep. the midfielders, but just to give you that sort of free-flowing football again as well.
Because it's like, you think about it, and this is a point I brought up today in my match, my team predictions video. You know, you've got a player like Matt O'Reilly who can play in that attacking midfielder sort of slot, but he can easily like rotate round with a Hatate who probably could do the same. You know, if we need to alternate at any point in the game, mm-hmm. then I think you've got plenty of midfielders who can probably do that. And McGregor used to do it as well. McGregor could play in the attacking midfield, maybe not so much now as he's got older a wee bit, but the players have that in them.
I think it's just the fluidity that system allows, those the double pivot and the attacking midfielder that just plays ahead of them. The three will be interchanging. I think you've seen that quite a lot in the second half with the midfield three of Turnbull, Holm and O'Reilly. The three of them are interchanging. Some of them are staying back at some points, and at other points if we're moving forward, that's just going to be hell for the opposition to deal with. But I'm really looking forward to seeing how this 4-2-3-1 happens, especially since Rodgers is inheriting a far better side than the one he got the first time round. Yep. Very, very exciting times.
I'm going to ask a question before we get into our 10 of team predictions. Who's the player, if you were to pick one, most in this new sort of system, who are you most looking forward to seeing on Saturday, Cal?
James McCarthy.
Imagine, no, could you imagine walking up Springfield Road at whatever time and the team's out, McCarthy? McCarthy and Sorrow are starting this Saturday. Imagine, but
I think for me, it's between the two wingers, I think it's Maeda or Abada for uh-huh. me. Two of them have been phenomenal in pre-season. More so, obviously, for Abada having his head turned, more like inclined to stay now. Yep. I think it'll be really interesting. It'll be a big, big season for him.
And Rodgers effect.
The Rodgers effect. I mean, that's very strong, Callum, the Rodgers effect on Maeda so far, as Ryan's already kind of touched on. But now him playing in this new Rodgers system with a manager who can maybe take him to the next level technically, and with the ability that we've seen that he can probably have the confidence to play through the middle for Celtic as well. He looks as though he could be, like, you know, as good as a new signing this summer.
Oh, 100%. I think, as you said, like, with us saying how easy players can sort of interchange, obviously you don't really, you wouldn't like to see Keogh go back out wide. We've seen that obviously last season.
Yep.
And I've seen sort of seen before that point. But I think it shows you how well Maeda can then do through the middle. Yeah, I think also the hat trick he gets in pre-season, what that'll do, his confidence is massive, just in terms of getting into this domestic season, then pushing on. I think it was one of the questions also touched on a wee bit later in terms of would he be preferred to other strikers, but I imagine we'll touch on that later.
Yeah. Ryan, what about you? One player who you're looking forward to seeing most on Saturday?
Just one.
You'll get a chance to rave about everybody when we get into the team prediction.
That's very true.
But if you had to elevate one,
I'm just happy to see Carter Vickers back, I'll be honest. I know that's a bit of a boring answer, but at the same time,
can't wait for him to stand there and do nothing as Ross County don't attack.
He's going to score, you know. He's just, in terms of me being a Celtic fan, he's my safety blanket. I feel safe when he's in the back line. Hopefully, we'll get onto the predictions, but it'll be interesting to see who he plays with.
Yep.
You're assuming at this point it's Carter Vickers and somebody else. Mm. It's not going to be anything else other than that. It's great to see him back. But yeah, Carter Vickers, absolutely massive player for us. He's going to be massive this season in all competitions, and I'm looking forward to seeing how Brendan Rodgers can elevate him as well.
Yeah. For me, I'm still sticking with it. I've been saying it all pre-season, and I'm saying it again now. Cannot wait to see what Matt O'Reilly does on Saturday. Just think it's going to be a massive season for him. He's a handsome bastard, and wow, he is handsome.
Big
what now this is, man? Calm, easy, steady. Let's get, before Ryan gets all hot and flustered here, let's get on to our start. Let's get on to our start.
What does it go wrong for him though, seriously?
Oh, I know. There must be something up there.
That's one thing I've
maybe that's
said.
It.
You should get one or the other. You should have a talent or you should be good looking. Should have both.
I should have both.
No, it's upset.
Easy mode, that boy's like. Rodgers ball. Matt O'Reilly and Rodgers ball is going to be something to behold.
I've got an FM saved just now. I'm in the year 2027 and I'm boss of Man United, but Matt O'Reilly's playing for Arsenal and he's like the best centre midfielder in the league. I'm trying to get him to United, but Arsenal want £180 million. I'm like, well, don't know if I can pay that. Hopefully one day.
A small price to pay for perfection.
Yes, yes. Right, starting 11 predictions in. Let's do this. So we can get on to the half-time quiz and all of that jazz. Joe Hart and goals.
Yeah, just due to the fact that Livakovic hasn't here yet.
Do you think it's...
I mean, what's happening with that? Nah, it's going to be a bit quiet,
I'm
not letting my hopes...
I don't want to even talk about it because I just don't want my hopes.
I just think with Brendan Rodgers' comments today, I don't know if we were going to get on to his comments in the press conference today. He says
I've not got him in front of me.
He says there's obvious areas where we need to improve.
Yeah.
For me, and I know you're Joe Hart's biggest...
No, fan. Listen.
It is the most obvious area to improve in this team, I would say. Mm-hmm. I think it's not alarm bells, but maybe the stage before that. We've got to be proactive here.
Yeah. Joe Hart...
Joe Hart and goals.
People have created a conversation, Callum, after Tuesday, especially because Hart didn't feature. Do you think people are reading into it too much? Because for me, it's just a case of they gave minutes to the keepers where they had the opportunity to give them minutes. I really don't see Sigrist or Bain challenging for that spot.
I think it does have to be Hart. I think also we've seen... So he has had wee sort of blips here, and I say wee. You know what I mean? It's a blip in pre-season. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you think he has been your number one for the past two seasons. You need to have the confidence in him getting into it, at least.
Right. Back four, then. We'll start with the obvious one, because I think there's one more obvious than the other three. Greg Taylor.
Yep.
We'll start. Callum, what would be your centre-half partnership?
I mean, in an ideal world, they're both a perfectly fit, and we'd have a Starfelt and a Carter Vickers. They've been so defensively sound. But I think if everything went all right for them, there might obviously no other niggles or injuries, I think could potentially see Navroki coming in.
Along with Carter Vickers?
Aye.
Okay. Is that what you would go with?
Personally, I'd rather Starfield, right. Just because I have seen him so much, but I think it will be.
What did you say in your lineup prediction then, Ryan?
I went for Starfield and Carter Vickers.
So did I.
Because
I went with
Starfield played the second 45 minutes. I don't know if there was talk about Starfield. I don't know where that came from.
I think it's such a difficult one because obviously we've spent $5 million on Navrovsky, so you're like, right, he's obviously coming in to have a place, but then I'm just feeling like Starfield's obviously Starfield. He's here, he's done a job, and I don't know. The reason I went for those two for this specific game is just because it's the first game of the season. And I'm like, right, let's just get off to a good start. Let's go with what's comfortable at the minute. And then over time, I'm sure Navrovsky will come in and create a very valid conversation for challenging for one of those spots. But I went for the same two as you. Aye.
Yeah. Tried and tested.
Right back, though.
Ralston.
Are you going Ralston?
Yeah.
Who are you going, Cal?
I guess to be Ralston.
Did you go? I went Awata.
I think after that mistake the other night, it has
seen the limitations of his game against Athletic Club. He stopped saying Bilbao. They don't like getting called that.
So is that an actual thing? They don't like getting called Bilbao?
It's Athletic, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like Sporting Lisbon. They prefer Sporting.
Yeah, like Milan. It's not AC Milan, it's Milan.
So the
reason I went, I'll give you my reasoning for going for Awata. I just think because Ralston's just back, Awata's played a lot of the games, and apart from that kind of one big-ish mistake, I don't think he's done a bad job. And against, I know it led to a goal, right? I know, but we've all made a mistake. We've all done something. I played fives the other night. I passed it straight to the opposite team by accident. They went scored.
No,
they scored a goal. I made up for it with my goals, but I don't know. I just feel like until Ralston's maybe proper back up to scratch, I think with Ross County not maybe possessing the most direct attacking threat in the world, I feel like maybe might start. So I went Awata personally. Just because he's played there so much in pre-season, really.
I thought Ralston looked quite good in the second half. That ball into O, which led to the assist.
Probably not been Ralston, to be honest. I just wanted to be edgy.
Yeah, I just think going forward, it's Alistair Johnson's position.
Oh, of course.
They're all just placeholders
until
AG comes back into the fold. That's just how good he is.
Aye. Right, if we're going to talk about it being 4-2-3-1, I'm still going to go about it in a kind of 4-3-3 fashion. So I'm going to come to you for your midfield trios. And once again, because yours isn't out there, Calum, I'll start with you first. I think we might be unanimous in this, to be honest.
Hey, I think realistically for me, it's probably has to be McGregor, O'Reilly and Hattati.
Do you agree, Ryan? Do you think that'll be the three?
Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Yeah, although I think there is an argument to put Turnbull in there as well.
Yeah, definitely. Very impressive in his minutes in pre-season.
That finish to send Unai Simon the wrong way as well. It was just a lovely, lovely
Is thing. He Spain number one? Mm-hmm. Yes. That's nuts, isn't it? David Turnbull's made him look a right dick.
Captain David Turnbull as well. Could have gave the captain's armband to Scott Bain, but they didn't.
Thank fuck. He's the last person I want to see with that one, man. Oh.
I love how it's just so thank fuck. Blunt as anything.
Do you think there's more to that?
No, because like there's no point in reading into shite like that, because remember like Andrew's first friendly Albion a Yeti was wearing the armband.
That is true.
There's no point. There's like nothing. I remember sitting there with Dane that stream you that night, I'm sitting there, that means a Yeti's gonna be, he must have a place in this team. he must like him. They never kicked the ball after that. So why did he get the armband that night?
I love that you've just airbrushed Real Betis.
Real Betis away.
Oh, sorry, my bad. He was on my cup that night to score as well. Sorry, Albion. It sounds like I'm talking to West Brom. Sorry, Albion.
You know, he's stuck his foot. He's stuck his heels in. He's staying for the remainder of his contract. I've got respect. See, he's not going to get that money anywhere else.
Nah. See, like that's the thing. See, I'd understand it if we were like, I don't know, a city on the south coast of Spain. But the fact he's just happy cut about here is quite tragic, to be honest. But we've waited for the same midfield three. There is a conversation for Turnbull. I do agree, Ryan, but I think that's the obvious three. It has to be that three, surely. I think the wingers also picked themselves. I guess we're all Maida and Abada.
I think the rest of the team.
Nah, Maida, front three, Maida, Abada, Kyogo. It's as simple as that. Most conversations do lie in the back four and the goalkeeper sort of positions. Those are where the kind of conversation comes.
Which does hurt me a wee bit, because I want that to be as solid as you can, and we know basically who's going to be in that first 11.
Yeah, but at least, you know, at least the fact is the centre halves is like, it's a good,
we'll get free. Yeah,
it's a good, it's not like a, it's not like a, oh well, is it Welsh or Scales this week? It's not that. It's like,
I'd resign myself to the fact that that Starfelt was leaving that Viaplay coverage, saying that he's not in the squad whatsoever. I think they put two and two together with regard to that link to Spartak Moscow a few weeks ago. They're like, oh, he's off. They were basically saying,
actually, they're even further away if you'd just seen that. If he was in Moscow. Aye, so there we go, that's our team then. A solid, solid team for Brendan to start off with. And I would go as far to say a side that's probably 10 times better than the first squad he had in his first tenure. Mm-hmm. If you look through, I want to get a graphic up for like the
Redimps away.
Not even, who did we play in the opening Hearts. Game of that season, Hearts. I want to see a side by side, because it would have been like Gordon, Lustig, and then I don't know who would have started at centre half. Pull it up, George. Pull it up. Like, who would have been in centre half that day? Like, I don't know, Toure and somebody. Or De Vries might have even played.
This one, 7th of August 2016.
That would be the one. So, he's side by side.
O'Connell and Toure.
Oh, my God. Just look at the whole team. Like, what shape did we play that day? Because, like, the way that they've got it laid out can't be right. McGregor on the right wing, that can't be right.
I think that's just the default they put for that.
So, like, looking on it, but then who would have played at the right wing? Because
Griffiths and Dembele up front.
Aye, maybe McGregor did play in the right that day. Who knows? I can't remember. Wow.
Remember Forrest scored.
I think you can.
Says his foot side the box.
You've got to say the side that it's 10.
Tony Watt missed that absolute sitter, I remember, in that game.
Tony Watt?
Tony Watt played for
Hull. Oh, so he did. I think he's Ermad Anthony.
Connor Salmon and Tony Watt up front.
What? Who was it? Who else was in the Hearts team? John Souter, who's now one of them.
Jimmy Walker.
Jim, I remember Cam him. Don Cowie.
Don Cowie.
Oh, my.
Sam Nichols.
God.
He was the one that went to Minnesota. Igor Rossi, I remember him. Redass, remember him?
Who was on our bench that day?
Chifchi.
Oh my God.
CD Yanko came onto the pitch.
Oh my life. Stefan Johansson was still there.
Yes.
Aye, that was before he got
the
move.
Right before he got the move.
Aye.
I've got to be honest, I was quite raging when we sold Johansson, because really? I was like, no, they had that bad last season, but the season before he was played of the year.
His first season was phenomenal.
I thought between him and Beaton, I thought Beaton was the one that was going to get sold. And Johansson would stay, but it was obviously the opposite.
Well, wow, that's a flash.
Leo Fasan as well.
Jeez, oh my goodness. Oh, who was Hearts manager? Was it Nielsen?
Yeah.
Still a clown. score predictions.
Victor Noring as well. He was actually on Celtic's books at one point.
That's right. Right, Dario Zanata. I seen him play for Partick Thistle one night. Right, score predictions. Callum.
4-0.
4-0. Good start to the season, that would be. Right.
I was going to go for 4-0, but you've given me more confidence, 5-0.
Oh, you know what that means? 1-0. I'm going to say, I'm going to go for a good start. I'm going to say, I'm going to go 4 as well. We could have been 3-4-0, clean sweep there, but we're going for 3-4-0, right? That's a pretty unanimous one. Let's get on then, ladies and gentlemen. We're moving past Ross County. It's going to be fun. We'll be back next week to kind of cover what happened and also preview our away game to Aberdeen, so bear with us. It's going to be a long season, but we're going to be here on YouTube, on TikTok, on Spotify, on every platform. BBM as
send
well.
Your love.
The BBM. Ping.
Were you old enough for people? I know there's 3 years between us.
Oh, fucking hell.
I feel like there's a bit of a time shift.
Actually, you know what? No, I take the compliment being young. Right, we have a new half-time quiz today. Hey.
Get a new quiz every week. I love this.
Kieran's on fire. Today, we are playing a game of... we need a name for this one as well. I was trying to think earlier. It's effectively a game of 20 questions, but instead of 20, you're getting 10. So, I don't know, 10 question Tims or something, I don't know.
I was wondering where you were going to go with this, and I was wondering if you were going to mention another podcast.
I see where you're coming from, I could have worked it. Basically, today, I have got a player.
20 questions.
And between the two of you, she's got 10 questions.
What, 10 each? Or
no, 10 five between you. So effectively 5 each. I'm going to let you go one. Right. I'll see who gets the first question, then you'll get the question after that. So, very, very simple. I'm going to pull up exactly what Kieran says. We're allowed to modify it and yada, yada. But basically, you get to ask me yes or no questions, and by the end of the questions being asked, you both get a crack at guessing who the player is. But if you feel like you can get it before all the questions have been said, feel free to shout it out. Now, usually I would only give you a minute to fire out the questions, because it's the first week, we're going to take our time with it.
Tutorial.
We're going to have fun. It's like, have you ever been on TikTok and seen like Santi Zap, the wrestling fan, and it's him and his wee podcast guy, and it's like, okay, Santi, 60 seconds to guess the wrestler. Here we go.
Yes, it's like
eventually I want it to be like that. So it's just like...
I watched one recently of him, and he said, is he active just now? And he said, yes. Now, I get that Vince McMahon is active just now, but when you talk about wrestlers, you know, I think he could take a bump now.
Right, so are you ready to start back? Can you start asking... Are you ready to start asking your questions?
Yes.
Okay, right, Ryan McGinley, feel free to kick us off. Anything that's a yes or no answer, it could be anything that ranges like their position, like is he a blank, or did he play under blank. It can be anything that's yes or no, which you feel like will aid you. On you go, Ryan McGinley.
Have I played for Celtic in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Have I played for Celtic under Brendan Rodgers?
Oh. Now you're asking a question.
Can I use your laptop very quickly?
Go on.
I need to see when he left the club. Which is... I'm giving stuff away. I shouldn't be doing this. I should not be doing this. This is what happens when I don't... I've already gave you it away. Let's see. Oh, apparently there's no signal. McGinley, what's going on?
Do you want me to look up the answer for you?
That'll be right. I kind of get a signal. Now, I think that... because it's the first time we're playing it, I'll say technically I believe he did, but I don't think he actually ever kicked a ball.
Right, so he was in like his squads, Dieter Sen.
Yes, I think so. I'm pretty sure. Right, McGinley, on you go.
Is he an attacking player?
No.
Okay.
So you've asked two, Cam's asked one. Hope the audience are trying to guess at home alongside us.
Sad, I feel like if I just say a certain position, it can have...
Say any yes or no, mate.
I think we need to...
Is it a midfielder?
Yes.
Right. That's what well.
Okay, so midfielder, last 10 years.
Ryan McGinley's third question.
Have we mentioned his name before already on this podcast?
On this specific edition? Yes, yeah. No.
Okay, right, so it's not Johansson.
Is that Fats?
Who did you think it might have been?
Maybe Johansson.
No.
That's it. I thought it was one when I said it. Because you said...
You were acting a bit sheepish when I was talking about Johansson.
No, it's not Johansson. It's not Johansson. Right, Cal, your third question. Yeah, right. I'm surprised one specific question hasn't been asked yet. Or one sort of... in a nature, a certain nature.
He's had super. But has he ever scored for Celtic?
Wow. This is another one that I'd like to double check and look up if I could, because I don't know if it's a yes or a no. I feel like the answer, this is why we need Wi-Fi in here, guys. G4, come on. I want to say yes. I want to say yes. Is this still no working? Is your hotspot no on McGinley, no? Because I really want to double check that. Ryan's iPhone, right, okay. I'm gonna do the quick VAR right. check. Everybody at home. Ryan says he's got an idea. That's just both asked three questions each. Mm-hmm. The player in question, has he scored for Celtic? No, actually. No. And yes, coming back to the Brendan Rodgers mm-hmm. question very quickly, he definitely would have been at Celtic during mm-hmm. Rodgers' time.
Okay.
Right.
Is this player European?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not Jackson Irvine.
Right. Your fourth question, Cal.
We need to go through everything that we've asked so far. Last 10 years.
Yep.
European. Hasn't scored for Celtic. Midfielder. Okay. I'll get another answer.
Got a fourth question, Cal?
I said a bit of paper to write down.
Aye.
Is that a character one?
It's a tense feeling in the studio.
It's a great listening experience.
Aye, great listening. Aye. Go and ask anything.
How's your day? That wasn't one of my...
No, don't worry, that's not a yes or no, anyway. How's your day? Yes. Yes. Right, one, Camson.
Is it a central midfielder?
Yes. Right, so your last questions. Yes, your last questions. Central midfielder. Who's European, played for Celtic in the last 10 years, hasn't scored for Celtic.
Hasn't scored for Celtic. Okay. European midfielder...
There's one question that I cannot believe hasn't been asked, but I'm going to save it because that would be one of the first ones that I ask.
Is he Scottish?
Yes, that's the question I've been waiting for. He is Scottish. So you've got one more question, Callum. Yeah, but I mean, at this
Ian
point,
hasn't scored. He has scored for Celtic.
You've got one more question, but at this point, I'm starting to think in my head, what questions are left to really give this one away? He thinks he knows who it is.
See, now you're saying he hasn't scored, but would have featured there. Give me a Can I type a name to him first?
Let's see, confer.
I think I hit the bar with what I said before. I've just thought of something.
There's a not like that.
I have a feeling McGinley's got it.
Is that who you're thinking of?
No,
Right, so
it's not he's English, but he's Scottish.
Aye.
I'll ask your final question.
I've had all five of my
questions. You've had all five of yours. Anything relating to age, anything at all?
But how can I ask an age?
I don't know, like, is he over 30?
Is it over 30?
Right now, yes, he is over 30. I was just trying to get to the... Right, so, both of you's got answers, though, because you get to...
What's that? My mind is out the window now, because you said over 30.
Right, okay. Callum, what was it?
A rough fucking guess who I typed to him, I think it is.
Who was it?
Chris Commons.
No, it's not Chris Commons. He scored for Celtic.
Oh, I meant under Rodgers.
No, right, that's what I meant.
Right,
right, right. So, under Rodgers, so, right, okay, no, right, right, go so, through, go through, right, so, we'll go through it, this has been a mess, that's for the first time, edition, I hope everybody at home has got to, I thought you meant, we'll go through it very quickly again, so he's Scottish, right. He's currently over 30, he hasn't scored for Celtic,
right.
He would have been at the club to some capacity while Rodgers was here, is what I meant, right? He would have been at the club to some capacity. What were the other questions you asked again?
European,
Scottish, blah, blah, blah. Ryan, do you want to hazard your guess? Who were you thinking at first?
I thought it was, because I said Liam Henderson, and I was like, oh, maybe it's Ewan Henderson. but he's not over 30.
Right.
I can't believe
you've not got this.
And Liam Henderson scored for Celtic. Midfielder.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving you 10 seconds to hazard, I guess, and then we're moving on.
Jack, I think, 5 minutes.
I was going to see Charlie McGrew, but he's a defender.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Did you have a wee guess
here, Cal? I'm trying to have a players on the bit then.
Ryan McGinley.
Wait,
have you got one? Just say it. You may as well now.
No, because I don't know if it is, but if you say it, it's him, I'd be raging.
All right. Ryan McGinley, what would you do if I told you you had this man printed on the back of your shirt?
I think it is then. No, it's no.
Our brof's finest.
Scott Allen. Scott Allen is the player. I can't believe he's never got that. What? Especially you. I can't believe you never got that. My God. So technically, the whole thing about the Rodgers thing was he didn't leave the club till 2019. Technically here while Rodgers was in charge.
Right.
It was the point
I was
trying to get
through. He was number 99 at one point.
I think he was. But aye, Scott Allen. Well done to anybody at home. The man
I'll never remember that arse against Ajax, I mean.
Aye.
That was unfortunate because he was having a good game before.
Yeah,
that.
Up to that, man.
Remember the three amigos or the three modern? It was a sort of relative banter era against the when we had Ronnie Dyler. It was Ryan Christie, Paddy Roberts, and Scott Allen. They were all on the pitch at the same time. At the end of the game against Inverness. Total football.
Right, we'll move on from the halftime quiz. And normally at this point, I would move on to like another kind of wee talk and another wee topic to kind of discuss. But this week, I'm just going to jump straight on to Twitter questions if you want to. I guess that we could talk about Rodgers, Paul, but I'm sure there's probably questions in here relating to it.
Yeah, good idea.
And obviously the match preview was quite lengthy. So while Ryan loads up the questions, I try to think anything that's going on in the world this week, Callum, to kind of ask you on anything fun, anything interesting you've been thinking, watching, doing this weekend at all.
No, not just come to mind. Really enjoyed me done Barbenheim the other week.
That was good, wasn't it? We spoke about it last week. What did you think one then? Last week we had the result for McGinley, what he sort of preferred. But what do you think one?
I mean, I spoke to it very briefly, the Ryan shock, because I hadn't seen Barbie yet at this point. But I mean, I don't know. Barbie was very enjoyable. I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought it would, because I didn't think it was supposed to be as comedic.
Aye.
But I don't know, because I've mean, seen Oppenheimer twice. Seen it in the IMAX, really. So I nailed it down for me.
Aye,
I'm going to go and see it again because I fell asleep.
Aye, are you still not waiting?
No, I might even go tomorrow, to be fair.
Aye, I've got to do something. I don't know what's in the pictures now. Is anything good in, Calm? You keep up with the pictures.
This is actually the one week I've noticed.
Because I need some today. I'm not a TMNT guy. I mean, never was when I was growing up, so I'm not going to bother with it. That's probably offended many people watching. I was
more of a Franklin fan. I was in terms of that tortoise, you know, the tortoise with the cap.
I was a SpongeBob guy. Just loved SpongeBob. Nothing was better than SpongeBob. So
I was a Jungle Run boy.
I loved Jungle Run.
Bamzuki with Jake Humphries.
Right. Twitter questions.
You didn't ask me if I was doing it.
Sorry. I am Kenoff. Sorry. On you go, Ryan. My bad.
The
hotline. Right, moving on. Go. You look so disappointed there.
Ryan McGinley has been bullied into silence. An eagerly awaited album of mine came out last week. Not of me.
Travis Scott.
Yeah.
What's it called again? Utopia?
Utopia. Yeah. It is absolutely tremendous.
It's good. I've not listened to it. I'm not a rap fan.
It's one of those ones that is... You like Drake?
Oh, I like rap. I do like rap. But I don't sit there going like... Oh.
And it's quite interesting because on Spotify, I think they've put up the features now, but for the first couple of days, they didn't put the features on the track list. Mm-hmm. So when you listen through it, it was... like a surprise to you who was on it.
Right, okay.
It's like hearing Drake on a song and like, oh wow, you know, it's...
What's it? Who is it? Central Cees then the Combination? Wait, is that Central
Cees? That's Drake that says that.
I know, but is it Central Cees? I think it's Central.
I don't know. He's on everything at the moment.
I think it's him.
His stuff with Dave's good, but...
I was going to say, wake me up when Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons drop a new album or something like that. I don't know.
Don't know if Travis Scott would...
No, Frankie Valli's still gone for it. He's crying. 90-year-old. He heard him. No. Brilliant. Go and look it up. He's still gone, man. He's still good. I want to see him before he croaks it. Need to go out of Jersey to see him, right enough. But. Right, Twitter questions. Let's go.
Anthony Devine, always in the comments. Appreciate it. Does Segrist have any chance of having a future at the club, or will he be out the door and replaced soon?
I don't know if I'd say out the door soon, but I don't think he's ever going to have that number one shot, is my opinion. Don't know about you, Cal.
No, I think pretty much the same. I think if he was to get a set of appearances here and there, it might be as a set of a rotation goalkeeper. That all depends on if we bring another keeper in this window for what to do, so I don't think we'll see him in a Celtic shirt again, but nah, I definitely wouldn't be in for the number one spot anytime soon.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think his heart is in Australia.
Yes, yes it is.
And Joe Hart is in the Celtic goals. So,
yes.
You know, poetic in that way. Cal, always legend. In the comments. Absolute legend. True legend of this game.
Mm-hmm.
Who is, you're not going to like my answer to this, who's the say steady to me again when I say something to you and you'll be on the first plane back player in the Celtic squad?
You already know who that's going to be.
What, are you going to say Haxa?
Yes.
How, why Haxa? Because he's got a grill.
He's the bad boy in the squad, isn't he?
Oh, he's a good boy.
He's not very good, I don't know.
Hey, Cam.
It's every week, innit? I am a big Haksabanovic fan.
I know.
But he needs to start pulling his weight.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Actually, do you know he needs to get on the pitch in order to do that?
Oh, he might be slagging me as if I'm him. Oh, so wait till
get on the back.
Oh, wait, man.
Who are you actually getting on the back this season?
Nobody. I don't get players in the back of my shirt. I've only done it with him because it's a bit, innit? I committed to the bit.
It's a fucking expensive bit.
I know, it was a £20 bit. Which I didn't even think was going to fit in the shirt. Who's the steady player? Oh, I don't know.
Come on, it's quite a big Haxa.
It's still Haxa. Haxa's a good man.
From the way pre-season's looking, it's Haxa.
Oh,
he's obviously done something. This is David Moyes and Zaha playing again. This is us.
Shagged Aaron Rodgers.
He was on the show the other day, actually.
Was he?
I see that way you looked at, like,
Aaron Rodgers.
Is that though?
Anton. Aaron Rodgers plays for the New York Jets, I'm sure.
Anton.
Speaking of which, you know, Tom Brady.
Aye, Birmingham.
I was hoping that he was going to come.
What's that? How's that happened?
I don't know.
What's your name? He's
now an advisor to the board. He's just going to start deflating balls.
I would say that the player for that is, you say steady to me, one. I'm going to go for a Yeti. That's my answer.
So take a Yeti all, after two seasons is going to go to, like, Manchester City.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, Hossolu is playing up front for Real Madrid, so anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Yeah. Right.
Sean asks, best pub for a pre-match and post-match pint?
I'm a CSA man. If I'm around the stadium, I go to the CSA. Everyone else is just too wee. So. You're laughing at
it. I'm just thinking of that house across the road.
Oh, aye, the conspiracy house or whatever, the diamonds and the Queen's jewels or something.
It was Nicola Sturgeon last time. I was.
Aye. There's a big story about it. Have you read any of that?
No.
Go online and look it up. There's a whole. It's something to do with. I think he. Did he know try and steal the crown jewels or something? I don't know if you even know, Cam. I'm pretty sure the guy tried to steal the crown jewels.
I could have.
Something like that. It's a whole thing. Go look it up when you go home. There's a whole thing about it. The guy stays in it.
Some reading after the podcast.
Aye. I'd say CSA personally. I don't know, Cam, do you ever drink around the stadium?
No, I usually start in the tin, mate, way across. Usually just the Maltman. Nice club in there. Decent pint. Cannot complain.
Do you ever get a wee one before or after the
game? Because I journeyed through the game with my uncle and his car. Usually I'll just go to, like, an off license and buy some drinks and have a drink in the car.
It's very rare. I only do it for the European games, to be honest. If it's the Celtic Rangers games, we have a wee drink in the alley on the way to the stadium, or just off Carntyne Road. So that's not very classy. I don't really do that often.
I've enjoyed my nights in Murphy's the past couple of times. And Connolly's is quite good as well.
Connolly's is so is Murphy's. They're both really wee. Sweet.
Connolly's had a fantastic air conditioning unit. They're brilliant.
Oh, hi.
Every time I go in and just sweat.
Murphy's very true. Aye. If it did have air, it would be the best pub.
Aye. Me and Kieran Auld before the St Mirren Cup game back, I think it was, when did we play them? Was it March? February for the cup, by the way, whatever time of year it was. We went into Dale McCoy for a few before the game, and that was good. I enjoyed that.
Being in there as well, it's good. It's
we go there good. Early enough to have a good spot before it was too heaving to move, so that was alright. Anyway, next question.
Makes me choking for a pint now.
Oh, I'm choking for one on Saturday. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. Lucky boy.
Do you think Dyson made a meal of that? This guy loves Dyson. This guy absolutely loves him. Do you think Dyson Maeda will be favoured ahead of O in European games if needed?
Well, I don't know. It's a bit of a weird one, that, isn't it? Because I think that if we were to play somebody... I think if Kyogo wasn't there and we were to play a striker, I really do think he'd play O.
I like O.
So do I like
him. There's something about him. I don't know if he's found his proper position yet. I was actually listening to the Celtic Exchange before I was coming on to do this podcast. Shout out to them, great podcast.
Good guys.
Free advertising. Great guys.
Sorry, I'll phone them up after.
Fair. Come on. He could be a number 10 quite easily, because I think he's got the passing range to be able to do that. They were making that point on their post-match reaction to the Athletic game. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how Brendan Rodgers improves him in the coming years, because I think there's definitely something there. We just need to see his potential getting realised. There's a reason why Celtic brought him in, I think, in January. I think the break has done him good, and you know, I think he'll be shooting for that a spot in that South Korean team for the Asia Cup. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. Next question. If Brendan could play the part of any film/TV character, who would it be? And this is in brackets, cannot be David Brent. Michael Scott, then.
Marlon Brando's godfather. That's my answer.
Roman Reigns.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding, and you ask me to kill a man.
In a world.
Okay. Okay. He asked me God to kill a man. Brendan. Okay, see you in a bit. Cal, what about you? Who would you have on point?
Do you want to say options for us to play with Rob Brydon and Gavin Stacey? But at the same time, we'd not be opposed to seeing him in Barbie. We'd not be opposed to that.
Was it the bit in Gavin and Stacey's, like, try to put it in his accent, if he was like, my niece went to Greece and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Is it a lousy Gucci belt, maybe? And a bit of
this lousy Gucci belt.
Joel, he's a cracking looking guy. I think, do you think he has that sort of Napoleon look about him? I think he could play Napoleon.
Joaquin Phoenix is playing Napoleon, isn't it?
He's in jail for that. Looks good.
Let's
hope it covers all bases. You know, there was a downfall as well. Let's get the history right, boys. Come on.
Oh, brilliant. So what would be your final pick? So Calum's went for Bryn. I've went for the Marlon Brando's godfather.
Can't use Kevin Spacey. Can you use Kevin Spacey?
You can. Well, you just can't. Kevin Spacey isn't the character. Like, you're not asking him to be Kevin Spacey.
He could be that boss in Baby Driver, I think, easily.
Aye, that'd be quite a
very, very good movie.
Yes.
Or the dad in American Beauty. You've ever seen that?
Yes.
Phenomenal movie.
I know what you're talking about. Calms, you've told me about that a few times, haven't you?
Ross mentioned it to me at first, and I went for there. Good watch.
Right, next one.
Will the people ever get an F1 manager series?
Absolutely not. No.
What happened to the F1 podcast?
F1 manager, no. Have you played that game? Oh my god.
Would it help me understand the sport more?
F1 manager? No, it would confuse you. Wouldn't understand
that ever.
Make
it worse.
F1 manager is like, you need to, no offence anybody who plays it, you need to be a nerd. I think you need to go to uni and study engineering to play that game. It's proper in depth. I paid £40 for it, sat down, chose Aston Martin to manage Fernando and all the rest of it. First race, I didn't even know what I was looking at. I was like, what is this? It's not like Football Manager at all. Like, nuts. Like, I understand it, but it takes about 2 hours to do a fucking race.
Quicksand.
Right. Sorry for anybody who wanted F1 manager. Maybe F1 2023, maybe, but not F1 manager.
Yeah.
Let's get like 3 more questions.
Okay.
See you in a bit.
God bless you, Brendan.
Okay.
He's like that guy that. The guy in the mountaintop. Okay. Somebody needs to make an edit.
What is it the woman says before it?
Is it something like, love you?
Is that?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. we've answered that. Who would you start in net?
Did I see something about biscuits on that? A Scran creation.
Top three biscuits.
What's your
good Scran ones?
Go right, what's your favourite? What's your favourite biscuit?
A Jaffa cake.
Oh,
not kidding.
It's a fucking biscuit, I'm telling you.
I'm over here. That Die Hard. It's not a Christmas movie.
My favourite's a Choco Leibniz. A Choco Leibniz. You know what a Choco Leibniz is? You don't
laugh at that, but he'd know the name.
Oh, you do. Right, I'm sorry.
I'm just casually stealing a boy's laptop.
Choco Leibniz. Name.
Oh,
you know
what
a Choco Leibniz is.
I know it is chocolate.
Well done,
Cluedo. If you tried the white...
You'll be on the first plane.
Steady.
Try the white digestives.
No, I have
them
not.
Tried them up for the first time.
Good.
Quite nice.
Good.
Pleasantly surprising.
I just like a wee tea biscuit, to be honest.
See, rich tea?
Yeah. McVitie's.
I like a rich tea.
Or the ones you get abroad, those Maria biscuits. You get them in the Mercadona.
Calm, favourite biscuit, got one.
Yeah. See, that's talking digestive, caramel digestive.
Oh.
Obviously, you dip it in tea.
I like a caramel log. Oh. I love a caramel log, yeah, I like them. What was your other Scran question?
It was in reference to Smoky Trotters.
We never even discussed that, Smoky Trotters and Parkhead.
And it basically just touched it on there, said, what other locally based ones?
God, we've had this so many times, and I think every time I've said, like, just Black Rooster, I've said. Well, because of the Ibrox.
Yep.
Grow up.
If anything, I'm showing consistency.
Ron's quality snacks.
Bentley's mega chippy.
Imagine that.
No, do you know who we need? What's his name? Who's the guy down south? I don't want to do his accent because that could be.
What, Ryan, dinner with Ryan or something?
No, what's his name? Wakey Wines.
Oh, jeez. No. Have I seen him at Parkhead? Did they get scanted and decked?
No one at all. Christian Gambo.
Right, let's get one. Is that all the questions?
Blue Lagoon.
You absolutely can beat a Blue Lagoon. Yeah. Blue Lagoon is only
Chippy connoisseur.
Is only acceptable when you're steaming.
Yeah, that's it.
But you're not steaming at Parkhead.
Not all the time.
Right. I seem to think I'm not having chippy stuff for you. You go to Chiefs.
Oh, listen, formally Chiefs. I'll have no Chiefs slander. Anybody, any Craig Enger Famlock representatives, I want to see the Chief loyal out.
Nah.
I'll bring him back.
The Treble Chief. At the thread. Goated.
Ideal Champions League group. We'll probably talk about that.
Yeah. I'm coming out quicker. What's this? Get that read out. What's that? No, read that out right now, Phil.
I'm going to look in the camera while I do this.
Oh my god.
Please look at the comment. Just in case we don't do this justice, please go into the comments and read this comment. Or go into the replies on x.com. We've been calling it Twitter, but it's X now. You know.
Oh, the X question. Read it.
Farewell. This is Phil Smith, 1950, says, "Farewell, old friends. I've become increasingly unwell over the past weeks. I go into hospital for treatment on Tuesday. I'd like to apologise for the poor comments for a long time towards you youngsters. I realise it's all for a laugh, and I can appreciate that. Cheers, Phil."
And then the gif.
It's the big gif that brings a tear to the eye.
My jaw's in a flare. I seen Phil say the other day that he was experiencing some issues with the hospital or something. Best wishes, Phil.
So this isn't a bit, this is an actual real guy?
I don't know. I might know. But
I just feel like this could be another alias of Alpha Kaiser, I'll be honest. I'm just going to wait for that Lotso gif to come out. Alpha Kaiser's Lotso gif. I actually went out my way to DM Alpha Kaiser to see how much I enjoyed his tweets. the UEFA orphanage. But we need to get back into more serious.
What I will say is, God bless you, Phil. Love your appreciation of the podcast. You're a good man, and thank you. And best wishes.
I hope it's a bit because I've actually quite enjoyed these comments.
So have I. Phil, don't go anywhere. If you get out of that hospital, we'll want you back in. Right. Let's get on to the final part of the show, then. I don't even know how long we've been recording.
An hour four.
Really?
Wow.
That was without an extra segment just as well. I cut it. Wow. Right. We're moving on to the last segment of today's show. We're moving on to the full-time quiz. And I'm being serious now that we're meant to doing TikToks, making graphics, yada, yada. this is the start of the new campaign. We are keeping score.
No.
We are keeping score. We're making it. We're making score. Because, no, because...
First of all, right, first of all, that's been lost unless you're on Spotify, which is encouraging getting people to get premium. Right, so that's the first thing. The second thing is, oh, now we're taking score. The game after I done well.
The method behind the madness, though, is because the season kicks off this weekend. Mm-hmm. So everything up the last time, the last 2 years of the podcast has been a warm up to this moment.
Okay,
it's been a warm up to now.
Really polished this tub.
The season kicks off, so we're going to run it from here till the end of the campaign, and then at the end, the winner can get some. I don't know.
Get him
a hooker. We'll find something. Right, Callum Craig is the quiz master this week, which means once again, like last week, it's me versus Ryan McGinley.
Was it us?
Was it us two?
No, it was me v Kieran last week.
Was it? Mm-hmm. I thought it was me and you.
Was it?
Maybe. I don't know. It's mush. Wait, Belgium. You. Right, Callum Craig, you're the quiz master. I'll pass over the rights to you.
That's fine. So this week's topic is Scottish football and European competition.
Ooh.
Like, you've obviously Habs, Hearts, Aberdeen and such.
Right.
Don't even know what the Habs score currently is at the 6-0
time. 6-0 last time I
checked. Oh, well, there we go. I've scudded them.
Mm-hmm. That's
double check that score.
So, I'm going to get my fucking wallet to that? Flip a coin.
Oh, flip a coin. I've just
6-1.
Ryan McGinley won last week, so Ryan, you can pick if you want, set A or set B, mate.
I will go set A this time.
Set A. Fine, so what he's meant for here, just a wee description, is slightly different angle for tonight's quiz. Focuses Scottish teams in European competition. The five rounds are Celtic, Edinburgh teams, the Alan Burrows round, and random a Scottish national team.
Hmm. So I'm guessing the Alan Burrows round will be Motherwell and Aberdeen.
I'm going to feel bad.
You get a wee comment on it, but I don't really want to do that in the camera, so I'll save that for after I've
finished.
Are you on behind the scenes, guys?
Right, so McGinley, to start you off for player A. First question is, Celtic's famous run to Seville started with a defeat in a Champions League qualifier to which team?
Seville?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I spoke about this not long ago.
Oh no, the Champions League, and that's why we went down to
that. So we dropped into Europa,
the UEFA.
Oh god,
pass it. You know, you want it.
You said pass.
Bordeaux.
It is not. Do you have the guess, Ryan?
I was going to say Real Sociedad.
It is not. It was Basel.
Ah.
So it was 3-1 at Celtic Park to us, and 2-0 in the second leg for away goal rule.
Away goals. Don't say away goals rule.
I hate away goals. Right, here's my question.
So first question for yourself, Ryan, see if you can take your lead. Gordon Strachan only failed to get out of the Champions League on the UCL groups on one occasion in 2008, where we finished bottom to Man United, Villarreal, and which Danish side?
It was, how do I rush in, but was it Aalborg?
It was indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, one.
I would have been straight in with Copenhagen.
I fucking knew it. Come on, Aalborg. I remember it. I remember watching it in the room when they beat us. And I might have made this memory completely up, but I feel like I remember the Celtic fans in the away game singing like one of the versions of the Please Take Me Home chants. You know what I mean? Like, I just remember that, but I might have made that up. Anyway, yeah.
So the next one, I personally say it's a very easy one for yourself, and again, like, get yourself back to one each. Habs lost last week in the first leg of their conference tie to a side from which country?
Andorra.
As indeed, back level at one each. Turn over to yourself, Ryan, if you can take a 2-1 lead. Hearts will play one of two teams in their next conference league run. Name one of those two teams.
I don't even know. I've not kept up at all. Bring back TSF. I'm not kidding you. I don't know. Standard Liège.
It is not. You had the choice of Crusaders or Rosenborg.
Ah, the old Rosenborg.
Two winnable games, I would say. Maybe less.
I've squandered my lead.
As of time of writing, the tie is currently two each after the first leg. Makes you added back there for him. Turn out yourself, Ryan, see if you can then take a 2-1 lead. We'll go Aberdeen were the last team to reach the knockout stages in Europe, out with both Celtic and Rangers in 2008. Which European giant and current top five champion awaited them in their UEFA Cup round of 32 match?
Oh, Bayern Munich.
It was indeed. 2-2 at Pittodrie and 5-1 in Munich. McGinley takes the lead at 2-1. Turn up yourself, Ryan. Mullerwell qualified for the Champions League in 2012 following the demise of Rangers. Which Greek side did they play in their tie?
It's one of the two. It's either Olympiakos or Panathinaikos, I'm sure. But I cannot remember for the. It might not be. I might have just got that completely wrong. But I'm pretty sure it's one of the two. And I remember talking to the old Gogs in 99 about this before. And it's going to annoy me because I know I'm going to pick the wrong one.
I don't think you will.
Really?
I've got faith in you.
You're getting in my head now. Oh, it's one of the two. And I'm going to go for.
Are you sure?
It's probably not then, is it? It's not Athens. I don't think it's Athens. I'm sure it's one of the Achaeoses. I'm just going to go and say Panathinaikos.
You are correct.
Yes!
Come 2-0 on, at Fofak and 3-0 in Greece.
Fantastic.
Turn them back to yourself. Right, 2-each?
2-each.
It is indeed. So we're going to take the lead here. Rangers last 16 first leg tie with Bayer Leverkusen in March 2020 was notorious for being what in Scotland?
It was the last game with a full crowd.
It was indeed.
Before the lockdown. And what a game it was as well. Kai Havertz, yes please.
That's not what Chelsea fans have been saying.
That's what Arsenal fans have always saying this season. He is going to get... Side note.
Yeah, he'd be good.
He could... Aye. Under the radar. I know it's not AFTV, I get that, but
aye. Camden tie.
That's fine, so to get yourself back in it here, right? At 3-each. Dundee United were infamously cheated out of a European Cup final by which team?
I didn't know they were cheated out of a European Cup final.
Guessing this was under Jim McLean.
I'm gonna go for Real Madrid.
It was Roma. They were 2-0 down from the first leg and they paid the referee off before a 3-0 win. So McGinley to take this and to take the win in the first official quiz arrives, putting it down of the season.
Oh no, I've only been a fan 3 years.
So before Callum McGregor in 2021, who scored Scotland's last competitive goal at a European Championship in 1996?
John Collins.
It was not.
Yes!
Then on us we have Alan McCoist against Switzerland.
I was going to say McCoist.
Ryan, to see if you can take it here in the final question.
Scotland. Is it a draw just now? Yep.
If I get this. No, if I get this, I think it's a draw. Yeah. It's a tie
Sorry, as I. Because you get the Leverkusen one. My bad. So this one to get yourself back into it. Like,
too pure for this one. Yeah.
So Scotland's only victory in the Euros 1992 was against the Commonwealth of Independent States, the CIS. The CIS were a temporary solution to cover which previous national side?
I don't know, but
it's a gimme. It's a gimme.
I'm going to put logic together for this one, just because of the time era and such.
It's a tiebreak question.
I might be wrong. Is it the old Yugoslavia? Am I wrong? No.
Yes, it's
you rushed in. Is it? Oh no! No, is it Russia?
Soviet Union. Soviet Union ceased to exist in 1991, but had qualified for Euro 92.
Is Yugoslavia not like a similar time as well?
That time. When you said the time period, I was like, oh, just give him it because that's the same time. And David Stahl had been going through that. Wow.
See, don't dive into like footage.
I feel like I should be singing Choppy Choppy Cheap Cheap at this point.
I don't take closing quizzes very well.
You're going to say that one a wee bit louder,
right? I was going to say no cap, but there is a cap.
Thanks for watching. Well done, Ryan. Congratulations.
Would you like the tiebreaker just
for what would that have been? Let's tell me what it would have been.
So the tiebreaker, I just put much nicer question this time around not involving any goals. How many different teams have represented Scotland in European club competition?
14. McGinley, there's no points now. You just see a number.
19.
Again, maybe because it is 21.
Really?
Wow, that's much higher than I would have expected it to be.
That's you'll get deep teams.
Oh, you think about qualifiers and that, I suppose. Aye, exactly. Like, so. Yeah, I was more thinking like group
it's stage Celtic and Rangers to Celtic and Rangers to Gretna and Morton and even Queen of the South and Livingston.
I knew Livy were in there
after their cup win in 2005, 2004,
something like that. Right, that's us for this week. We've dragged it on a wee bit longer than I thought we would have, but that's it. The season is back, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back and hopefully we'll be celebrating an opening day win for Celtic against Ross County.
Were we going to do predictions in terms of overall predictions for the season, or was that just not?
Is it mere TSF thing, innit? Rest in peace.
It's happened, guys.
If you want to bring predictions to the table next week, then feel free.
Okay.
I'll maybe put in the chat.
It's belated though, so.
Okay. Who cares? Right, like and subscribe, follow on Spotify. Ryan, thank you.
Thanks as always, mate.
Callum, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you to the listeners. We'll see you next time.